Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Greetings, my brother.
Yeah, are you well?
I am blessed and grateful, man.
Lovely, lovely. Great to hear from you this afternoon. I hope you've been well, man, since the last time we spoke.
The Lord has been good, man. I'm great.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Now, we're talking succession planning for small businesses. You know, succession planning is often thought of as something that only large businesses need to do. But the truth is that even more so for is critical for small business owners to have a plan, as death or disability in a small or family-run business could actually span the end of that organization. As people run their businesses, and if you run your business out to the end, you're a small business, you're likely focused on the day-to-day challenges. But it's crucial to plan the next generation of the leaders of your organization. So the coach is going to be helping us to understand what succession planning is and what small businesses should do to actually have this succession planning, and what are you going to be facing without a succession plan and all of that. Coach, first of all, what is succession planning?
Awesome, man. And let me just also highlight that to our viewers and our listeners, they can apply these principles to any environment.
All right.
It doesn't have to be business. If you are running a ministry, this advice applies. If you are running a social investment program with the communities, this also applies. And so take the notes and apply the principles, because it cuts across any area where there's organization, there's structure, there's a vision, there's a plan, and there are results that are expected, or should I say, you're expecting to succeed in what you're doing. So by succession plan, this is a strategy. It's a strategy to identify and to prepare future leaders. So it's a way of ensuring that your business continues beyond your time. And we all know in the next few decades, if I can just maybe say, for some of us who are in the afternoon of our lives, we will not be here for the next 20, 30 years, let alone 50. And so what is important is that you must outline who takes over and how that transition should happen. You see, God does it. We were talking to Christians here, it's a Christian radio network. So let's found this on the biblical principles.
Okay.
God says we will inherit this earth. He says we will. We are the inheritors. And so God has what is called the plan of salvation. How he recruits you, and how through your life prepares you for the future life. When you will be in the kingdom. And right now, he even gives you the credentials to say, you are now my son, Zama. You have certain privileges. There are certain responsibilities you carry, and he grows you into that kingdom purpose and role. I could also give an example of King Hezekiah, well-achieved guy, running the kingdom of Judah. He got sick, because in this world we will pass, we will die. So he was told, set your house in order, because you are going to die. So in short, a succession plan is you thinking about the day when you're not going to be there. For your business, for your venture, for your ministry, or whatever it is you're doing with others.
Now, but thank and, you. Yes, yeah. Yes, Coach.
Yeah, so one may be asking the question, why do I need it?
Mm-hmm.
And to answer that question, I would just simply say to the person, if you have goals, if you have plans, if you have made big investments, even if they are small and they're growing,
mm-hmm.
and you care and value, then you need a succession plan,
mm-hmm.
so that when you are not there, what must happen to your business,
mm-hmm.
so that
mm-hmm.
there's no leadership gap and there's no conflict among the people that love you a lot,
mm-hmm.
and that want to see you succeed and your legacy to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So a succession plan then helps to secure your long-term growth,
mm-hmm.
and the stability of your venture,
yep.
your business, or whatever you're doing. And it really preserves the value and it boosts the confidence of those who are dealing with you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I got choked.
I hope you're good.
I'm good.
Maybe I must ask you, do you have a succession plan?
Oh,
somewhere?
My goodness. You know, just as I was beginning to ask you the next question, I choked. I do apologize there to those who are listening and to you, Coach. Now, you know, as you're talking, I'm reminded of back home. You know, I grew up in the township in the Eastern Cape, and I do know that it's the same story for many people who grew up in the townships or even coming from some rural areas. Where we had supermarkets, man. We had supermarkets. We had that corner house that was, you know, busy, a buzz with, you know, activity. People were buying there. I'm remembering the Kwakomoi, if I remember that family well here. And they had this thriving business. They even built some big houses around and all of that. And it was a flagship business. And unfortunately, the father died. And we now saw the shop closing after a while. And then we saw things not going well. Not only that, there's another one on the other side as well. I think this guy was in construction. He had big trucks and stuff like that. And unfortunately, now his trucks are parked at home and they've been parked there for the past couple of years. All your big machinery and all of this. And I think that is a story of our lives as African people. And I'm not sure if you've seen it where you come from, where thriving businesses, where we're doing well, and all of a sudden when the owner, the lead in that business passes away. So I'm glad that we're talking about this, and I do hope that not only myself but the listeners will also learn quite a bit. Now, what do you think needs to be included or considered in a succession plan? When does one start?
Yeah.
When does one, in fact, before you get into there, when does one start planning the succession?
Those are very valid points. Thank you so much for the experiences you also shared. And those are normally very common. When there's no succession planning, what actually happens is there's a leadership vacuum. There's confusion and definitely closure. Or that business is sold out if they can and they have control to sell it and clients are lost, staff move away, operations cease. And sometimes, in some cases, you find families beginning to fight over the what's remaining. So what needs to be included or when does one start? Let me walk you through quickly, and then the when is actually today. Today, as we have this conversation, there's one question I can ask our listeners and ourselves. Should you not be there tomorrow? Do you have one person or a family or individuals that could potentially take over and run your business? So you have to do a key role identification. Who are the potential successors? And then talk to your lawyers. Talk to your legal team. Have a conversation with that person and find out what their plans are. if it's part of your family, then it's a family meeting you should have, and you're laying out your plans. And you work out a plan for training them and for mentoring them, because they have to understand how you are doing things and how you want things done.
I think that's right? an important point that you're making, because we've seen some businesses left to, you know, people who are now going to be taking over. So you'd assume then that that succession planning was made, only to find out that the children or whoever that was tasked with continuing with the business now does not continue anymore. And businesses still fail in the hands of those who are taking over. So I think that that point really can never be overemphasized, that people have got to be trained, make sure that they are abreast with the goings on and the intricacies of the business. Eh?
Yeah. They have to be hands-on. They have to understand what you're doing and how you're doing it and who you are dealing with. You see, this is why our modern capitalist way of doing things leaves our families. If your business is family, then you need to involve your family in that training and mentorship. If it's a business, you go to a building somewhere with friends of yours, and there's no clarity on what your role is in that business. When you die, your family may not even enjoy the sweat of what you put into that business, which is why it's important for anyone in business, anyone in a structured institutional activity, you should have legal and financial documentation. People, your family, your individuals, your lawyers must know how much is Zama putting in this business and how much is its share or how much has he invested in there. And let's say it's a small business. It's a family-based business. You may not know the timeline of when you will not be there. But what is important is to create a communication strategy that says, guys, should I not be there, this is what needs to be done. These are the roles. So create the structure already and say, this is the most important person in my structure. This is the one who will do this. This is the one who will do this. And maybe let me give you an example of the options we might have for succession plans. I'm sure our listeners have got different situations. There's a family succession plan.
Yes, yes.
So identify who among your children or your relatives should take over. And have family meetings and have financial and legal agreements. There is also what is called an employee buyout. So you might have one of your staff members like Eliezer. You know, Abraham wanted Eliezer to take over everything he had. And he wanted God to bless Eliezer. And God said, no, 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 I'll give you your own seat. So you might have a key staff you want to give your business so that they can take it over. So you do what an employee buyout, and you work out agreements with that person. Should anything happen, he is the one in charge. And legally, it is known, even in your will. And then there could be a third-party sale, okay? So you are selling that business when you die because you know you don't have children. And I could say for my business, when I die, because it's a ministry-based business, I'm going to give all my assets and all my investments to SID Media.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, yeah, so I want SID Media to take over Melville Broadcasting Network and run it. And I have that discussion with you guys, and we put it in place. Then there's also what is called a partnership transition.
Okay.
Let's say I founded this ministry with another friend. We are two of us, or we are three. So you have to discuss amongst yourselves or between yourselves and work out a plan of saying which of us will succeed should anything to us happen. And it's legally documented. And then there's what is called a legacy trust or foundation.
Yes.
So I can decide I've got enough resources and investment into this ministry or into this business or into this venture. I'm setting up a trust with trustees who are overseeing the trust. So I can appoint my friends or colleagues to be trustees.
Yes.
And I can register it you know, with the courts of South Africa or the country where you are. And upon my death, the trustees are entrusted to make sure the interests I had for that business are protected.
Mm.
So that's the best model for those who are in a social corporate responsibility or in mission,
mm.
or even in business. You can explore that avenue. It works as well.
Now, Coach, and I see that we've got literally about 30 minutes to go. I just want to check with you because you did say
30 minutes or 30 seconds.
No, three minutes to go. 3 minutes to go. Okay. So we still have a bit of time. Now, you did say that it applies through many areas of life. And I think we've looked at the small businesses and how they continue. And I suppose that the family, if you are, for instance, going to, I'm looking at your example, two questions I'm going to ask. But looking at your example, for instance, you've got the children, the wife, etc. And you then decide that, no, I'm going to bequeath this business to a particular organization or a particular cause. I suppose that discussions must then happen with the family, and that the family must be in agreement, because if for instance, I give my business to one of my employees, but that I think has been doing very well, and then when I die, he takes over, and later on, my sons believe that, no, this was my father's business. This guy, we must, you know, chuck him out. I think we've seen many of those things. So how important is that discussion among family members? That's one. And then secondly, this planning, I believe that should also be important for families, because I have seen many a times where there's mom dead and the children, and the breadwinner unfortunately dies. Say the mother was the breadwinner, or the dad, whoever was the breadwinner. And after that, everything falls apart. The quality of life, the houses are sold. They don't have any place to stay anymore because I suppose maybe there was no planning or whatever. Please speak to those two as we draw to a close.
Yeah, so absolutely important. Like I emphasized at the top, whatever succession plan you have, which you're going to start on today, it has to be communicated very objectively and very clearly to those who may be affected, especially if you have a family. Because these things can really get very complicated when you are not there anymore. And there are people with vested interest in what you were doing. So definitely have a critical family meeting. Make sure these things are documented. That means you get a legal, you know, filing of this agreement or minutes of what has been discussed. And your company secretary makes sure this is, that's if you're big enough to have a company secretary. Sometimes you just have a financial advisor, or it could be just your accountant. And so make sure these are deposited in your official business communication or records. So the roles are clearly outlined. And obviously, it's always good to respect your family so that they can remain involved in what you were working on. So carve out a portion for a role that your family could do. And there could maybe be, you could insist that part of the board of this business should be a family member or two. That must be represented if you are to hand it over to another third party, so that your family still is involved. Then maybe there might also be some payouts you want to be done to your family if the business is viable and it continues to grow, so that you ensure your financial legacy for your family. And so always I recommend people to think generationally about your business. And don't stress about, I don't know how what to do and how to put it together. And you might even be holding this myth that says, the moment my wife and kids know I have a succession plan, they'll kill me. That's toxic thinking. Yeah, put it away. Put it away. This is good for your children. So that's small. One name is enough to begin with. then talk to the relevant person, to your team or to your family or to your managers. And highly, I recommend you start today. And my call really is right now during this meeting or during this program or immediately after, write down one name that you trust to lead your business. That's where your succession plan begins. And then the rest, you can begin to work with the law, work with management, work with those you trust to put that plan together. I think that's what I would say in the short possible time we have. And should people need assistance, I'm available to assist and to have these conversations with them.
Please leave us your contact details, Coach, before I let you go.
Yes, so people can find me on social media. Just look for Coach Melusi. I'm on Facebook. I'm also on YouTube. And should you need to contact me via WhatsApp, my number is +27 82 333 0512.
Fantastic. Coach Melusi, thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate and always appreciate the time that you spent with us here on AWR. Blessings to you.
You're most welcome and God bless.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.